If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
I want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. You betcha. And let's have some more good music, shall we?
What you got there?
Well, Stephanie Davis is riding along with us. Yep. Cold Wind Blow.
Well, no sleep for me tonight. Not with this dang hip. Where'd I leave those rheumatism pills? Say, will you look at this old black and white? That's a Diamond D. Shoot, must be at least 50 years ago. Northern Idaho. I can still feel that cold wind blow. I feel the cold wind blow. You can see it's shipping time. There's yellow on the quakies, frost along the timber line. That's Jimmy on the bay, and me on Domino, the home place far below, and I can feel that cold wind blow. Feel the cold wind blow. Better put this back up on the shelf. Now where's them blasted rheumatism pills? Listen to me talking to myself. Like eyes over the hill. Well, I guess I am over the hill. Lord, it's quiet in this house. There's just the ticking kitchen clock, the scratching of a mouse. If Jen were here, she'd fix us eggs and sourdough. Ah, Jen, it's more and more, you know. I can feel that cold wind blow. Oh, I feel the cold wind blow. Guess I'll put some coffee on and sit and watch the last few stars get swallowed by the dawn. Maybe call old Jimmy just to say hello. I hear he's still in Idaho, and I can feel that cold wind blow. I feel the cold wind blow.
Oh, yeah, some of that cold wind's been blowing here, too. Where's my rheumatism pills?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding. Well, by golly, I did it to myself.
Yeah, you know, I did it to myself.
I did, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I volunteered. I raised my hand.
I voluntold.
Yeah. Well, right? You know, when people find out that I have worked on appliances from time to time, I try to. Now I did it.
Yep, you did it.
I did it to myself, didn't I?
You just let it out to everybody out there, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and some people say, well, my washing machine, or my refrigerator, my dryer, and I'll say, did you check this? Did you check that? Why? Do you know something about this?
How do you know all this?
Hey, yeah. Come on over.
Why don't you just come on over and let me? Yeah.
Have a look.
I know it. You did it to yourself.
And I just broadcast.
Yeah, and you just did. I was just going to broadcast something else, and I'm not now. Changed my mind. I was going to tell somebody else about some of my other side jobs here, but I think I'm going to pass on that so I don't get any phone calls.
Well, I do remember getting a call a long time ago. Yeah. You know, you got to wear a lot of hats in this country to make ends meet.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyways, we got a call. Tina got a call. I was at work. Yeah. Does Jim reupholster?
Oh,
no.
And your wife, I'm surprised she said
no. Me too.
I'm really surprised she said no.
Sure, he can do that.
Oh, yeah, he can do that. He does everything. Mm-hmm. My wife, too. I try to explain to her, I am not an electrician. I am not a plumber. I am not a mechanic. I am not a carpenter.
Not.
And she says, yes, you are.
Oh, yes, you are. Yeah, today you are.
Oh, you can do that. Yeah, and he can do that. Yeah. Well, how many times do you try and do some of these things yourself and wish you had called a professional?
Oh, every time. Mm-hmm. Yep. Every time.
Yeah, you know, you think, oh, I can save a little bit of money on that mechanic.
And yeah.
Yeah, ends up costing you a lot more. Yeah.
Ooh, what's this?
Yeah, right. Oh,
I don't need it.
You don't need that part. Yeah. And the dammit tool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you end up breaking something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I know.
And you lose a lot of tools.
Been there, done that. Yeah.
Zing.
Oh, he can do that.
Sure
he can.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. How about a little cowpoke poetry?
Oh, you got a good one?
I did it to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I won. A snorty horse coat warning on a frosty autumn morning signaled my cinch was a little too tight. A homemade roping dummy by a self-made roping dummy in a rawhide Riata sparked the fight. We went out to the round pen, away from all the sounds, when I sensed 'twas time to teach this horse to rope. After a bit of groundwork, he had not yet gone berserk, so I stepped aboard him and warmed him at a lope. I shook a loop out sagging and threw it behind us, dragging free with little opposition from my friend. So I built up one more catch loop, swung it out like a hula hoop, and launched it at the wooden calf's front end. A perfect toss went sailing, and the rawhide coiled out trailing. I swear, 'twas the purtiest loop I'd ever thrown. It settled on the crossbucks, like gently landing pond ducks, softer than any glider ever flown. But then the peaceful scene serene turned a little bit more obscene as I jerked the slack and the dummy whirled about. Then with rollers in his nose, that darned horse colt then arose with every intent of airing my butt out. First he sucked himself back under, then divided himself asunder, and with each jump ran me square into the horn. Squealed just like a shote, and a horny billy goat crossed with a mutton that had just been shorn. With all my faults and foils, and unable to pitch my coils, that rawhide snake wrapped me up in every braid. It was sure to make one laugh as that wooden sawhorse calf bluff charged us with every move we made. He would daylight me in saddle, then hammer me astraddle that old slick fork without any bucking rolls. I tried at times to quit him, but his bucking fit just fit him, and he wouldn't go near the top rail poles. 7 times he shook me free, then bucked back under me and danged if we didn't go another round. I didn't think he'd ever stop his snake-stomping dance and hop, and I knew I'd not set foot back on the ground. I would cuss, and he would snort. Then we both would stop just short of giving up and let the other person win. I'd have a bruised and battered hide, but at least I'd have my pride, and I wouldn't be the one giving in. We both were gasping and a-wheezing, dry heaving and a-sneezing, and joined together in a gagging, choking cough. If he had quit his doggone flying, I would cease my useless trying, and I would win. Then simply just step off. With willpower quickly fading and my confidence degrading, I was looking for the softest place to land. But he finally ceased his vaulting and his imminent assaulting, and I folded up just like a rubber band. I slowly melted off his back and hit the ground just like a sack of wet steer manure left out in the rain. I had lost my cowboy luster, and I could not even muster a cuss word through the excruciating pain. I spent a long time sobbing, with my guts and gizzard throbbing, but at long last it all was said and done. As bad off as I was feeling, and with a month or two of healing, I guess I'm not convinced that I had won.
Yeah, you know, I'm not convinced I won on that one.
Who won here?
Yeah, right, who exactly won?
Yeah.
But I did it to myself.
Uh-huh.
How about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, my goodness, it's a classic.
It is. Who's singing?
Roger Miller.
And what's he singing?
A Kansas City Star.
Very nice.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job. Better job at higher wages, expenses paid and a car. But I'm on TV here locally and I can't quit, I'm a star. I come on the TV a grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. It's a kiddie show and I'm a hero of the younger set. And the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the little daddy, you're the same car. Drop a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the lead lady, you're the same car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at the grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction ever, supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot.
I love that song.
I like Roger Miller.
Me too, period. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
That's
good stuff there. Yep. Well, I did it to myself.
I did it.
And we both did it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to ditch out to a commercial.
Oh.
When we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.